Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's that time again for Successipes. We've got your recipe for success in business and living. I'm your host, Lori Wilk. We are live. It's great to have you with us here today. We are going to be talking about BYL Network, and especially my guest today is the COO of BYL Network, Danielle Silverman. But before we introduce Danielle and bring her onto the show, I want to share with you a little bit that BYL Network has developed the technology and software for the first ever online broadcast management system. It's designed to offer consumers around the world a free 24/7 personalized network. This online global broadcast system gives users, content providers, and channel partners the ability to stream live and on-demand programming and content from any devices or internet connection around the world. So it is my honor that I welcome Danielle Silverman, COO of BYL Network. So welcome, Danielle.
Thanks, Lori, for having me on your show.
Super. Now, I know that you are doing amazing things as you're moving forward and leading online with this type of broadcast system and your network. So share with us, as you're going on, where you are now and what you're looking to accomplish with new things that you're bringing to the market.
Sure. Thanks, Lori. Well, really, our mission is to really make life better for people around the world, and we're so blessed that we can utilize the power of people, community, and technology. So the content's really driven by just life and as things happen. The most important areas, I believe, are your health, your family life, money, home, travel, sports, entertainment, and all the things that really affect your day-to-day life. But together, if we can bring, experts, thought leaders, and community influencers, I feel like, we could really kind of strive to keep the quality and the technology aligned and always moving with the times, because it's changing quick.
It is. In fact, we were all at one of the amazing technology events here in South Florida, which is called Emerge Americas, where we got to see all of the movers and shakers in the areas of technology. And we were there with the women in technology. And it was just amazing to see what people are doing, what they're bringing to the marketplace, the monies and the things that are going behind it. And there's such a big demand out there. So how are you growing BYL Network? What are you doing now to bring in the right people?
Well, we started an advisory committee called P3, and P3 comprises of three main principles. It's people, passion, and purpose. And the committee's goal is to really bring together the voice and expertise of different CEOs, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and community influencers, really to discuss different topics and issues that can affect them and also other people in their life, like their health, their family, travel, money, sports, things that are happening. We really are going to look to this committee to be able to select and offer suggestions on what people, products, and solutions can make a difference in people's lives, and then have them approve certain stories and content by the P3 committee. And the content that is approved will be broadcasted across BYL Network, but also across some other select channel partners. So that's really our latest goal, is to comprise and build a really strong committee. We actually have our nomination of different delegates taking place June 3rd in Boca Raton is our first committee nomination meeting. And then the following month, July 1st, we'll announce the new term and the new board that's going to serve, for a year as part of these different members.
Okay. So people, passion, and purpose. So with all of the years that you've been out there in the business world, what are some of the things that you have learned in those areas about people, passion, and purpose?
Well, I find that we're so much alike. I mean, everyone really feels they have a purpose. Sometimes they don't know, and our life just takes us on these different journeys. But at the end of the day, if we can really feel like we have a passion for something, and that passion turns into a purpose, and that purpose could be either to be a good parent, or take initiatives to be healthier, or to save money, or to take that great trip, or see that concert, whatever that passion leads you, I feel that you know, the emotional connection that broadcasting and TV has been able to create, unfortunately, over the years, has really sometimes hurt people's passion and purpose because of all the news and the negative things that are happening. So BYL is really kind of a different voice that's bringing together things that are very positive, things that can make impact and change to better the global world that we live in and appreciate the things around us versus talking about kind of doom and gloom and negative things. So that's really our main focus is the purpose and the passion and things that are positive around what we can do with media, and the internet has just allowed us to reach so many more people further than traditional broadcasting.
Absolutely. So in putting together an advisory board, which is obviously a big undertaking, and be able to, you know, get the right people together, talk about some of the things that you would think would be key to look for or to have, or what requirements you might have for people who you'd want to be on an advisory board. What does that look like?
Well, great question, Lori. I mean, really, when you read mission statements that CEOs and companies put out, you know, you see their mission statements that says to better the lives of people around the world. Well, those are the board directors, advisory committee members, and staff that we want, the ones that possess the willingness and the same kind of core values that we embrace, and not just say it, but actually do it, make it their responsibility, commit to, you know, putting those words into fruition, you know, contribute, you know, their expertise, contribute to the organization as far as making sure that certain issues in hand and content that we're, you know, broadcasting does meet those same beliefs and core values that they put in those mission statements. So it's going to be super important, and it's going to be interesting to see, you know, the team that's coming forth. Interesting enough, we've got a new show that we're launching called The Conversation, which we actually just sent out a casting to Global Chamber members and different CEO groups and forums and venture capital firms, and we've just been getting a huge response of people coming forth, wanting to be on The Conversation, having their voice and being heard, which was great. I mean, you can just see the ready. There are people out there, an elite group of members that do want to you know, express their vision and purpose. So it's super excited. And that show, the first casting will be May 15th, and then shortly after the first board meeting, we'll probably end up picking the full cast for The Conversation, which is hosted by Mia Hewitt and Roy Assad. Roy Assad is the managing owner and partner of Human Capital Group, so he's got a strong background in finance and coaching and helping, you know, businesses grow and actually double their numbers within one season. He guarantees that if you are getting involved with the Human Capital Group within one season, he can double your numbers. And Mia Hewitt, who's the co-host, is more of a personal and business professional catalyst, which she gets more into the internals, your inner stance on what's holding you back from more, you know, childhood issues or things from your past. So it's going to be nice to see Roy and Mia come together and, you know, take the bull by the horn and help transform, you know, lives of people, not only personally, spiritually, but also financially. And it's going to be fun to see how that show plays out. So that'll start airing on BYL Network Money Channel this fall, September. So we're going to be shooting the casting coming up here soon.
So how many people are you casting for on this particular program, or do you have a number yet, a little bit more of an idea?
We're looking to cast between 3 and 5 either CEOs, entrepreneurs, or industry leaders, different ages, different stages. So we've got an interesting cast coming out to apply now, from as young as 22 to as young as 65, 70.
Very, very powerful. Talk a little bit more about some of the things that you're going to be doing with BYL Network, because you really have that opportunity to create what you want in this landscape. And you bring your creation from a long background of traditional television here. So tell us a little bit more about, you know, what you've got coming up.
Okay, well, long-term goal is to really take the show on the road. I was very fortunate to run a Lifetime Television morning show that had a 10-city tour, and we went out to meet in person, you know, close to 500,000 women across the 10 cities. And the power of, I think, you know, one-on-one and actually seeing people in person and broadcasting and interviewing people is going to be playing a big factor in the future of BYL. We do want to have eventually our own events where people can come out and, you know, be seen and share their new products and solutions to make life better. So, but for now, we'll probably end up, you know, partnering with several events. The Women's Show Series is one of my favorite women consumer events. They start, kicked off 2016 in, you know, smaller cities around the country, but I love the audience. So we will definitely be out at those events called the Women's Show Series. And like I said, over the course of 10 events, you'll talk to or meet in person close to 500,000 women and some men, but it's pretty powerful. In addition to taking the show on the road, we do have a magazine, BYL Magazine, which really features the best of real people, real life. So a lot of what we are going to be finding on the road or seeing, we will hand out the magazine in person to these 500,000 women so they can read about some of our shows and committee and what content we are airing. And then just traditional online social broadcasting, community influencers, we're definitely looking for leaders that are in the social space to help, you know, promote BYL and really be content seekers and curators, which I know, Lori, you're the princess of curation. So I know you're definitely been helping us in finding great content that we can curate on the Money Channel and the entrepreneur world. Just because of the internet being so far and wide, you know, I feel like, you know, having the curation of the good shows and the good video content is always going to be at the forefront for BYL, as we constantly are going to need to look and keep our eye out for what is the latest technology and what is the latest solutions to really making a difference in all areas of life. I mean, from medical breakthroughs to new innovations when it comes to sports medicine to money and crowdfunding and entrepreneurs and health. And it's just such a wide range of really good for you content that we're going to always need to look for. So I think that's what's going to keep kind of BYL in its own class, because of the fact that we are talking to life, we are making it personal, we're allowing the users to kind of come in and pick and choose what they want depending on their age, their stage, where they live. So we're really allowing the users to drive the ship, but at the same time, we're going to constantly look for the industry leaders to guide us into what is trending, because really BYL doesn't really have any products or services that we're necessarily producing. Everything that we produce is about other people. So we're kind of the house that holds all of the good for you content. So we're constantly going to need to make and build relationships with people that are making a positive influence out there and finding them and them hopefully finding us, because we definitely are the new kids on the block. I mean, we need more people to know that BYL is out there, that P3 is out there. We need people to get involved, you know, make a commitment to sharing their story and helping us, you know, promote their story so we can really grow this network globally, and then ideally syndicate this in other countries so people that can't afford cable, that can't afford a television, they can get online. I mean, they can get a cell phone and go online. For some reason, they got internet, even in these third world countries. So if we can give them free broadcasting content, I mean, that's really our ultimate goal, is to let everyone around the world watch this content for free.
So for people who are listening, we are talking to Danielle Silverman, COO of BYL Network. Take us through the process of being able to go onto the network, and then what do people do when they get there, especially if they've got some content that they think might be great to be on air. So walk us through what happens, and a little bit walk us through what's on the site, because I know you've got a really neat remote control, and I love when you talk about what makes BYL special.
Well, thank you. Well, for right now, a lot of people that are on BYL don't actually know that we built a remote control that anybody can register for free, and they fill out their name, email, zip code, gender, birthday, and then they create their own channel. And what that means is that they will be able to start uploading their favorite TV, video, radio, social links, events, everything that they're doing throughout the day in one place. And it's almost like a storage, and they'll be able to store everything. And that's really where we're trying to transition the consumer to know that this is here and this is available for free, because throughout the day you're on so many different sites, right? You check your Facebook, you check your email, your Google, you're maybe watching Hulu, but everything we can put in this remote. But in addition, over time, what we want to do is allow the system to curate content that's specific and personal to that user. So, for instance, if you're a female and you're a mom and you live, say, in New York City and you just had a baby, you know, we'd be able to curate and populate things that are good for you and your baby and your children in your local area with coupons, discounts, free offers, rewards. So when you do register, you get a calendar, and that calendar really allows you to store your day and watch on-demand media. But ultimately, the goal in that calendar and why it was built was to be able to give people things that are very specific to them and their life. Like if you need a new job and you live in New York, we can put, here's a job that may interest you based on your profile, or here's a discount to your favorite store, or here's a new product for you to try. So that's really the ultimate goal, is to personalize this and really get granular with what people need in their life, because a lot of what I see on the internet and a lot of what I see on TV is not really something for me. I mean, I like things very specific. I mean, I love a few channels and I love a few websites that I use, but other than that, I mean, a lot of it's just wasting time trying to go through it. So ultimately, BYL, the slogan is, it's your network, it's your life. You come in and you'll be able to tell the system what you want, or the system will be able to give you what you want based on your habits and based on what you like and where you live and how old you are.
And I think that's awesome. And from the brand point of view, you know, the brands out there have problems in areas of, you know, brand reputation and getting lost in the sauce. Talk a little bit about why BYL has become so powerful when there's other sites out there, you know, like the YouTubes and video sites. How is that really better having BYL?
Well, I think with BYL, I mean, our competitive advantage, I feel, is that we're already kind of curating the content, and we are only allowing brands to eventually be featured that are the owner of that content. So, for instance, I'll give you an example. If you put Marriott into YouTube right now, you'll get about 575,000 videos. If you put Marriott into BYL right now as a search engine, you only get one or two. But the one or two are actually from Marriott. So what we do is we curate and we assign content to that actual brand that owns that name. Because in YouTube, they've done a beautiful job by allowing people to upload and share whatever they want. But unfortunately, in the long run, that's actually causing a lot of brand management issues, because the brands can't control the title of that video, which means that the girls or guys that are at the Marriott Hotel on spring break having a party and they upload a video from Marriott, the end user may think that that's a Marriott video, and it's actually not. So one thing BYL will be doing is always curating and always looking for the ownership of that content and that right, and making sure that we're providing the consumer with the closest solution based on the source, coming right from the source, because everyone seems to be their own producer these days and have their own opinion. For us, we're always going to try to find the go-to person that actually is the one that created it originally. You know, Marriott owns Marriott, so they should be getting the credit, not necessarily, you know, somebody that's just staying there, if that makes sense. So YouTube is more, you know, based on just kind of a little bit of a free-for-all, which is okay for YouTube, but for BYL, we're really aggregating the Rolls-Royce of content, and our whole mission is to only broadcast things to help people in their personal life, personal success, having a purpose, waking up, making sure that they can make a difference versus just kind of entertainment and fun, like we, with YouTube, which is fine, but probably 95% of what's on YouTube we wouldn't actually air on BYL.
Awesome. Well, that's great that we have BYL. And I like, if you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Danielle Silverman, the COO of BYL Network. And BYL Network is amazing. They've developed the technology and software for the very first ever online broadcast management system, and it's designed to offer the consumers around the world free 24/7 personalized programming offers. What I like about it is you've got different channels and different focuses that people can tune into on BYL. Can you talk to them a little bit about your specialized channels and some of the things that we're going to be seeing?
Sure. So currently right now on BYL, we cover general women's content that has to do with her life. It could be health, her family, her food, things that are good for her. For the men's channel, similar concept, except his fitness, his health, his favorite things. And then the money channel is a little bit more B2B, which is gearing towards more entrepreneurial CEO and different brands like Forbes and Citrix. And then the home and travel, again, is covering everything from your house and travel, and then the entertainment sports is the behind the scenes of what's happening in the sports world. But the remote control, back to the content, it's beyond the broadcasting on the TV, we actually have portals, and inside the portals are radio interviews. I know, Lori, we've run many of your radio shows in our portals here, so if people want to come to BYL Network and open up the remote control, they can actually hear Lori Wilk, Success of Peace radio shows. But in addition, we've populated the system with print magazines or things to read or social links or even events. I mean, you can go to Ticketmaster through our home and travel portal. You can go find a trip. You can find an event in your area. You can go to Facebook and Twitter. So we've really created kind of a one-stop shop for people in their life. But the channels we actually, with the technology, can add channels. So what I mean by that is instead of it just being a women's channel or men's, we can add a golf channel, a tennis channel, a pet. People say, oh, there's not enough pets. Well, we can add one. So at any time, we can add additional channels. But we're also finding that other online platforms that have a lot of video are actually looking for their own broadcast system and channels. So we are in conversations with several different companies that want to white label our technology so they could have their own channel, their own content, their own network, and then also monetize their own channel and ultimately have a channel on TV, which is where it's going. So if you are a doctor and you have a channel that's white label and somebody's puts on their new smart TV, you as a doctor can actually have your own TV show and your own channel, which is where I think the technology is going to really take its own kind of fly through the world of traditional broadcasting is going to be now, online broadcasting. But back to the TV, because of all the TVs now, as you know, with the smart TVs and the technology. So it's going to be very interesting to sit back and watch the next, 3 to 5 years in traditional broadcasting and how that really migrates over to not only online broadcasting, but personalized broadcasting and individual channel broadcasting because of the accessibility. If you do turn the TVs into the internet, now businesses are going to start saying, wait a second, how can I have my own channel and how can I monetize my channel and make money? So BYL is on the leading cutting edge of having the technology to white label this product to other platforms and other businesses to utilize this as well.
I mean, I can see a use there very clearly. Universities would definitely love to have their own channel with all these different departments and all this different content. Talk a little bit about some of those uses, because I'm just seeing the potential here is off the charts.
Yeah, it really is, Lori. I mean, it's like I said, when we built this broadcast management system, we really built it for BYL and to offer the consumer better-for-you programming. But then as we started moving into the conversations with other brands and businesses and universities, that have websites and have YouTube channels, they don't have the broadcast platform to be able to showcase really all the content and all the videos that they have. So being that $170 billion this year alone is going to be spent on online video, based on CES this year in January came out with an article in the New York Times stated, by Sam Hewitt, stated that $170 billion will be spent on online video. So now that the video and the GoPros and the devices are out there now available to upload, stream, and shoot it, now it's going to become, well, why don't we put that first? So instead of the universities having a traditional website with just things for you to read, why not have all their courses online, all of their introductions to all of their different societies and organizations within the university and all the missionary trips and the things that they're doing. And they have tons of video and they have the production studios, and some of these universities have so much capability to produce the content. They've got it. They're just using the traditional YouTube or Vimeo or their website method, but to have an actual station and broadcast their own outside of their student bodies, because a lot of them have a student body internal network, but they don't have an external. So now it's how do we get the external access to these this technology is really where we're going to end up migrating to. So, we're super excited. They just need to know we're here and connect the dots.
Absolutely. Well, we definitely want everyone to go to www.bylnetwork.com. And I like the fact that you also bridge between being an online network, but you're also really into that mobile space, because people could literally take out their mobile devices and watch the programming, not only limited to just watching it on the televisions that are smart TVs or on the laptops or the iPads. They can literally watch the shows if they want, even on mobile devices. So you're really bringing everybody right into the future, and I love it. Share with our audience how you knew that it was time to create, you know, BYL Network. Can you share a little bit about your story? Because I think some of the people may enjoy that.
Okay, well, I have a daughter in college now, going into her second year, and about 4 years ago, I remember she's finished a lacrosse game and had a bunch of her girlfriends upstairs, and I went upstairs and asked all the girls, they want to come downstairs and watch TV, and I think they looked at me like I had three eyes, and they said, you know, we don't watch TV anymore. No one watches TV, Mom, and I'm like, okay, thanks. And as I'm walking down the stairs, I'm thinking to myself, well, the reason why we have six TVs in the house is because Mom's been working in TV for 20 years. So it just kind of hit me that the millennials and the younger generation is just, they're not sitting in front of the couch like they used to, you know, like when we grew up. I mean, we grew up, we were so excited. We'd run around and watch Gilligan's Island and Brady Bunch and all these really cool shows that as a family. But, you know, unfortunately and fortunately, you know, they're so connected now through their iPhone, iPad, and smart devices and smart TVs that they're really not, you know, watching traditional. So they're really the future of broadcasting, and that's where I came up with, you know, let me create an online TV network. And this is not an online TV, which is called IPTV, which is Internet Protocol Television, started actually back about 15 years ago. Unfortunately, a lot of the industry leaders that started IPT back 15 years ago, those companies are no longer in existence because of the fact that the technology with the GoPro, the iPhone, and the devices were not there and able to connect. So it was a little bit ahead of their time when they started. So when we built BYL and our technology, we said, you know, how do we build in not just the IPTV model, which is the internet television model, but how do we kind of touch on the fact that people are not just wanting to watch TV. They still want to listen to the radio. They still want to go to Netflix and Hulu. They still want to read magazines or go online and find, you know, news and social and events. So we built the remote control with an array of media files for the future that can be changed depending on, you know, the internet and where things are going. So, you know, the broadcast component is the first, but equally as important is social events and online.
Oh, I agree. Now, the formats of what you offer is totally also different than what was being done in the past, because before, when you'd make a TV show, you'd make the whole hour or you'd make a whole half an hour, and that was your show. And it became quite a lot to produce. It was very expensive. And then, of course, it still is if you produce a long time of, you know, entertainment. You know, but talk a little bit how the formats and how you've really paid attention to what the consumer wants when you developed what BYL TV programming was going to have.
Sure. Well, you know, with 1 million videos, online videos uploaded a day and 7 billion people online, I mean, today's consumer, I believe, is really trying to look for an all-in-one solution. You know, as these streaming TV platforms started to develop and, you know, Roku TVs and smart TVs, you know, we really felt like, you know, what are people, like you said, the devices, the mobile, the apps, you know, all the things that they're doing online. So we really try to think of, you know, throughout the day, what are you doing? You know, if you wake up and you, say, check the news, or you're waking up and looking for, you know, how to dress your kids for the day, what the weather is, or to checking your email or going to your LinkedIn or going to Google or Facebook or you know, personal work CRMs and what you're doing. So we kind of thought through the file formats of what you do throughout the day. And that's how we really built BYL, is based on the different file formats like MP3, MP4, PDF, JPEG, you know, all those little technical details that when we built the system, we said, okay, if somebody's going to pull in pictures, images, website links, URLs, we even took it to the step further of building the API for YouTube right into our technology, where people can act, we can actually pull the embed code right from YouTube into the system, because we do believe that those embed codes in the future of Vimeos and YouTubes are not going away that quickly. So we said, let's think even further than that. But I think it's the all-in-one personalized approach is where things are going to even get more granular, because consumers want what they want, and your wants and needs are going to change, and the network was built to scale with those wants and needs because of the fact that you can change out, and we can constantly change the files based on how things are moving. So, again, we built the house, and we can change the furniture at any time.
Well, this is awesome. It's been great talking to Danielle Silverman, COO of BYL Network. For those of you that find that you're excited about what's coming with BYL Network, definitely get on to BYLnetwork.com. make your own, you know, sign in. And if you've got great content, upload it. Let us take a look at it. We want to know what people are doing out there. And if you're listening to this and you're like, wow, this P3 and people and passion and purpose is really something that resonates with you, hey, reach out to us. We're on Twitter. You'll find us, BYL Network. And, of course, you can find me as SuccessFees on Twitter, at SuccessFees. It's been great being here as your host of SuccessFees. Danielle, we're very excited about everything happening with BYL Network, and I know that a lot of people are going to step up to the plate and be part of your P3 audience until we get together again. Be safe and be successful. Goodbye for now.
Thank you, Lori.
All right, bye.